Welcome to Public Health Moment from the University of Minnesota. State health officials report that the flu is now widespread in Minnesota. Not all the cases are swine flu or H1N1, but officials believe it's playing a big role in this upsurge. So who is at risk? We ask John Finnegan, Dean of the University of Minnesota School of Public Health.
There are groups of people that are at much higher risk, and those would be women who are pregnant, those that have compromised immune systems in some way, say those that might be taking cancer drugs, or those that have various chronic diseases such as asthma, heart disease, cancer, and so forth.
Finnegan says the symptoms are similar to those of seasonal influenza. They include fever, cough, sore throat, runny or stuffy nose, body aches, headache, chills, and fatigue. Some people have reported diarrhea or vomiting. So when should people seek medical care?
If your fever is spiking into the 103, 104 range and won't seem to come down, if you're having difficulty breathing, if your fever is lasting more than about 3 days or so in the 100, 101 range, if you are having changes in consciousness or dizziness, abdominal pain, difficulty breathing, all of those things say definitely seek medical care.
For Public Health Moment, I'm Mark Engebretson.